for tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Survivor After Show for Survivor Second Chance, Season 31, Episode 13, Villains Have More Fun. I'm your host, James Wallington, and with me across the table is...
Hi, guys. I'm Susanna Kim. You can follow me on Twitter at Susanna underscore Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim.
Nice. And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno.
And before we recap tonight's episode, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to two of our new viewers who are watching live for the first time that I've seen in the live chat. So a big shout out to Champ400CV and DJuck.
Hey.
JK87. So thank you guys for tuning in. Glad to have you. And of course, we have some of our loyal viewers in the live chat chatting up a storm about tonight's episode. Ladies,
overall
thoughts on tonight's episode.
Very happy with the results, with the outcome. Very, very pleased with that.
Quite a relief, I would say.
Quite a relief. I did start screaming in the studio once Abby was voted off, so I think we can say that it was a win.
Right, and I know for a second there, you're like, it's going to be Tasha.
I literally thought it was Tasha. I was like, I'm going to be so mad. I was like, it's Tasha. 100%. So happy.
Well, let's dive right into episode 13, Villains Have More Fun. The show starts off back on Orkin Beach after Tribal Council. Abby Maria is making some comments about how the Tribal Council with Joe going home is such a spectacle. Keith being aloof, as he has been this entire game. I was a little shocked. I was left out of the loop. I wish I would have known about it, though. I wanted to get Tasha out of there.
So he thought that other people were voting Tasha?
Apparently. Where is Keith's head at?
I feel
anyway?
like they talked about this last week. Like, where did it even come from?
Oh, bless his heart. Tasha, of course, knows that Keith voted for her, so...
She was
a little bitter, on his back.
A little salty.
She seemed bitter the whole episode.
Yeah.
The next morning, I really kind of appreciated the editing and how they showed the three original, like, San Juan del Sur cast members. You know, they're all original Hunapos or Hunapus. I'm so bad with names. Hunapo.
You got it.
From the tribe on San Juan del Sur, they were all talking about, you know, we're all three of us are still here. Who would have thought that? Which is insane to me.
Thunk it. Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
Especially when we really... They haven't really been working together. They haven't been a part of, like, a serious voting block, the three of them. So it was just kind of nice to see them kind of be, like, mutual respect.
Yeah, they actually showed that. Yeah.
Joseph Boza in the live chat goes, Keith is an idiot. I am sorry. Joseph, he may be, I think he's just a little unaware. I don't know if he's necessarily an idiot. I just don't think he... is fully equipped to play the game of Survivor.
I can agree with that. But he's so good at challenges. Like, we were talking earlier, like, Jeremy seems so smart and everything. He seems like he'd be so good at challenges, but Jeremy does not win challenges.
Right. I'd say Keith is more of a
Keith wins every challenge than Jeremy. Like, yeah, he's such an, like, an underdog, and, like, people don't see him as much as a threat, and he wins challenges constantly. Like,
he's not a social threat.
Right. Like, he was the only one up against Joe.
And then the next conversation we see on the beach is between Jeremy and Spencer. The two of them have been working with each other for quite some time now and keeping each other kind of informed and up to date with the game. Of course, they're both feeling a little concerned about their placement in the game and that they both feel like they're in trouble.
So they were having buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
because they were like so sure that they needed to send, like, I feel like they would be happy they sent Joe home. Like, I get the whole Abby thing, like, they think it's a girls' alliance, but they were really upset that they sent Joe home.
Which, I mean, ended up not being an issue at all.
Because the guy, Abby, the next, so thank God it wasn't even between,
you know, the guys, really. I mean, apparently Abby thought it was Keith, but it was between Abby and Tasha in the end. So they really didn't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah. Right. I'm really happy.
Which, like, I was like, kind of Kimmy? Like, Kimmy didn't even try to, you know, really go for the girls' alliance. I don't know.
It was smart of them to get Joe out last week because he very well could have won the immunity challenge again and then been still in the game, still in the game, still in the game.
Yes, absolutely. Just to interject really really quick, one of our viewers, SBeamer77, they've been very loyal to our after show. They're going to bed right now because of their new baby. Oh, so congratulations on that. And we hope you have a great week as well. So thank you for staying up just a little bit just to see our faces on your computer screen. Moving forward, Spencer talks about how at the last tribal council, he took out a huge challenge threat, aka Joe. Mm-hmm. He's worried about Tasha and kind of where her allegiance lies in the game. Mm-hmm. He thinks it could be dangerous and that they need to make sure that Tasha's with them or Kimmy.
And Kimmy.
If not, he feels like him and Jeremy and their time in this game is very short.
Because they will. They could draw the lines otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And he continues to claim that he does not want to play from the bottom anymore.
No.
Hopes and prays that he can keep it together going towards the end. And I personally, not because I'm biased, but I do think that Spencer has what it takes to be in the top.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we'll see that.
Oh, God. I was, like, getting scared because of, like, what he was saying at the beginning. Just, like, you know how we always talk about the whole foreshadowing thing. I was like, dude, I hope Spencer doesn't go home. But
I felt that way about Keith at the beginning. I was like, is this going to build up Keith and Keith is going to go home?
Right. So. They give him a lot of screen time, so yeah, I got nervous.
So the reward challenge happens, and Jeff announces that the winner will be taken to Siem Reap, where they started their journey 33 days ago, and they'll be blessed by the monks.
That's
which
awesome.
Is super cool.
That's a really
they will
cool
get
reward.
To spend the night, sleep in the temples, and of course, it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
And they get the food. So.
They load up on carbs. I was like, carb.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Did you see that? They love it. They don't have any energy.
And of course, keeping with the second chance theme this entire season, Jeff announces that back in San Juan del Sur, Keith did win this challenge originally. So this is up for grabs again. Keith could win. Who knows?
Of course.
At the beginning of this challenge, it was so neck and neck between Keith and Spencer. And of course, being a Spencer fan, I was like, come on, Keith. I mean, come on, Spencer.
Yeah.
But dang, he just did not have enough rope.
I'm thinking, the rope one. I was like thinking of the second one. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, well, because he didn't have enough rope. He had to go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. No, Spencer.
Spencer didn't have enough rope, right.
Yes. So Keith, now that gives him a lot of leeway in the challenge. Right. And then Jeremy gets out there and I'm like, it's between Jeremy and Keith. And then Jeremy doesn't have enough rope, so he has to go back. I'm like, these people are just opening the door.
Well, Keith probably knew, like, how much rope he needed.
Exactly. Which, I mean, Jeremy should have known, too, right?
Right.
Yeah, I was like, take the whole rope. Like,
Actually, I don't know if Jeremy made it that far.
Oh, how sad.
I don't remember where in the lineup of San Juan del Sur they did this challenge.
Oh, true. Jeremy was off really early. You're right. Jeremy was gone really early. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Because, like, take the more rope now instead of having to go back twice. Because then someone has to go back. Spencer or something had to go back twice.
But Keith totally took advantage of knowing the challenge. And, yeah, he totally thought it through from the beginning.
Yeah. So congratulations to Keith.
He killed it.
Winning the reward challenge. Of course, proving that he is a challenge competitor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little beast in the challenge now that Joe's gone, which I think they did joke about in the shelter on the beach, is that now Keith is kind of like the new golden boy.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But Joe never so much won reward. He would always win immunity, you know? And, like, Keith doesn't really win immunity. He just wins reward. Well, he won immunity last week.
Just challenge strong.
Yeah.
Challenge strong.
Exactly.
Of course, there's a lot of strategy that kind of goes into play when you do win a reward challenge, because it's an opportunity to bring other players with you to be in on that experience. He chose both Spencer and Kelly Wentworth to go with him on the reward challenge. Mm-hmm. Wentworth, I felt like, was a pretty obvious choice.
Because she picked him.
Yeah, and Keith got to, he's like, you know, Kelly brought me my wife. And so that was a really special moment for Keith. And because of the type of character Keith is, it wasn't a surprise that he chose that. That was his mentality picking
And she
Wentworth.
Picked him first, didn't she?
So just kind of repaying the favor. But then it got a little fuzzy when he picked Spencer.
Yeah.
I mean, I was excited he picked Spencer, but then his reasoning to back his decision up was just kind of...
He was like, Jeremy's got his wife and Tasha's got her cousin. Like, what? But I did say earlier, I was like, I kind of hope Spencer gets picked because he didn't get to go with his girlfriend on the challenge or on the reward before.
Right.
But like... Yeah, I mean, he just wanted to pick Spencer and he tried to reason it.
He said no real logic. I was like, oh, awesome, cool, just throw your cards out there.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to, like, kind of trying to justify it.
Yeah, but I mean, he was just kind of rattling on about nothing.
He couldn't remember Tasha's name. Tasha was pissed.
Poor thing. Yeah, I mean, she was already bitter about it. I was like, really? You can't remember my name? You wrote it down.
Right? Yeah, you wrote it.
This is like just one more check on Tasha's shiz list.
I get it. Like, he's so freaking tired. Like, don't hold that against him, you know?
Keith, don't hold that against him.
Well, she's already pissed, but.
He's got a few screws loose, let's be honest.
I don't think so.
But he's a nice guy.
I think he's just getting old, and he's tired as hell.
I think he's just super simple is what
it is.
He's just very simple.
He lives a very simple life, and he's cool with that.
Yeah.
But I loved this reward challenge. It's always fun to see them kind of, like, experience the culture of the country that they're playing Survivor in, which, you know, Spencer did kind of made that kind of mention at Tribal Council later in the episode. But it was really cool to see them be a part of that and partake in such a cultural experience.
Yes.
And it also, of course, opened the door for the three of them to talk strategies. Like, after the blessing, let's talk strategy. And this kind of formed a final three alliance between Wentworth, Keith, and Spencer. Did you guys think that this final three alliance was actually going to stick?
No. Spencer's not into it.
No.
Yeah. At all.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of like, oh, cool, you know, while he was there. But for sure, I think he's going to stick with his crew.
Obviously, Kelly and Keith are down for it because they're not in as strong of an alliance as Spencer has been.
Right.
Yeah.
But Spencer literally said, he's like, you know, we kind of made a pact, but realistically, at this point in the game, I can't really lock down a final three. Mm-hmm. Like, he literally made the pact and then said he was not going to stick to the pact. So.
Right. One thing that I loved about that, though, like, I love the way Spencer was just, like, going on and on about how much he appreciates the reward and being there in the game, and that really made me like kind of like him a little more, you know, like he really is like a student of the game and he really appreciates it and really takes it in, and I thought that was really endearing for me.
I thought they were all very appreciative of that award for sure, or reward for sure. Like, Keith was so thankful for it, you know. He's like, this just isn't something that you get to do.
Another thing that Crystal City's pointing out in the live chat is that Keith couldn't even remember Tasha's name. So that's another thing added to Tasha's
list.
That's what
he said. Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Funny.
Yeah, so she's pissed.
Keith and Tasha. That little thing was just strange. And then Champ 400 CB says, oh, that Keith and Tasha thing is just crazy.
I know.
Crystal City, continuing the conversation, Keith is just so likable. And then Champ 400 CV goes, Keith's got to pack his bags and go.
No, I
think he's totally likable.
Yeah, let's keep Keith in the game, you guys.
Andrew Kirk in the live chat. Since we are talking about the people on the reward, but a lot of people are mentioning Spencer in the live chat right now, so this is a good opportunity to probably talk more in depth about Spencer. Andrew Kirk in the live chat says, Spencer is playing so much like Tony, the winner of his season, that he's playing all sides, which is great. James Bryan in the live chat says, yeah, Spencer is playing the game right. Which I agree. That's true. I've been saying all along is that I think people look at Spencer and they're like, I don't like him. Where if you don't like him, that's okay. But at the end of the day, you can't say that he's not playing a really great game.
Exactly.
Right. I think that he's always finding a way out of like really sticky situations. He's been at the bottom, and when he's been at the bottom, he's been able to like keep his name off the radar and weasel his way into a voting block. I just think Spencer's been playing really, really smart. And if you look at the editing, I personally believe Spencer has a winner's edit.
I think he's going to be in the final three for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And he seems to have more sound bites than any of the other players.
Right.
Where he's really seizing. We've talked about this on other after
seizing
shows.
He is
seizing his second chance. And he's always reminded of like, in my last game I didn't do this, but I'm doing it and I'm making those active steps to do it now. And I love that.
Because
as a fan, that's what the second chance is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the praises.
I just want Jeremy to win.
After all that. In conclusion, I want Jeremy to win.
Well, I think Spencer would be a great person to win. But I just think Jeremy really needs it.
I don't know.
Rebecca Gibson says, I can't believe that no one has been gunning for Spencer since the merge.
I know, that's true.
But Gina, I mean, that's smart of him, you know, that he hasn't been like on anyone's radar. Good for him.
Yeah.
People have always seemed to like pull him into a voting block.
He's
which
never
is, like,
been after that.
Right. Which in my mind, he's a threat. But
oh,
no yeah.
Oh,
100%. That, so it's like, God.
Sheena123 says, I have been a Spencer fan since day one. Mm. James Bryan says, same Sheena. So I'm loving all the Spencer love. So, yeah.
I feel like Spencer's going to win.
I like it. I hope so, because I know a lot of people, which has been our debate the last few after shows.
Andrew said 100% winners at it, 100%.
I agree, but it seems like a lot of people I've seen on social media, especially on the previously on Survivor Facebook group, everyone sings Jeremy's praises, and we've kind of talked about this in the last few
after
shows.
Oh, wait, we did say, Joseph in the live chat did say, Jeremy and Wentworth still have the idols, guys. Uh-huh, like, remember totally. That Jeremy still has the idol.
Well, Jeremy's still going to go to the end, I think. But yeah. I'm just saying on the grand scheme of things, I like the way Spencer's played this game
right.
a lot more than Jeremy's.
I agree with you.
Will be crushed.
And I cannot wait to see. I mean, I'm hoping. I would love to see Jeremy and Spencer in the final, and I would love to hear both of their final pleas. I think they're both going to be epic.
Who would you want to be third?
Kelly. Yeah. For me, I feel like the three of them, I think that's kind of like what they were talking about. This is second chance, you know, this is, you know, not a season where you take goats to the end. You know, this is a season where we want to see strong players really have their chance to, you know, like, hash it out or
well,
whatever.
Like how Tasha, like, she kind of touched on that. Was like, it would literally be a disservice to our fans and to everybody that voted us here to have goats take to the end. Like, we don't want that. That's not what the viewers want. Like, we got to get them out.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is interesting about the goat conversation, which I'll talk about when we get to that point. But there was one comment that was made that I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But okay, keeping with what Spencer said, he said, culture, this is a cultural experience of all this, of all the rewards. This is a great one to win. I haven't had the easiest go in this game. I've been on the bottom a lot. I'm coming in for a second chance and I want to prove that I can do it. And I'm saying with those little like sound bites, it's like, I want to root for Jeremy. I mean,
with Spencer.
I want to root for him. So.
God.
Anyone's game, of course.
Yeah.
Back on Orkin Beach, you know, Tasha did say, sometimes not going on the reward is just as advantageous as going on the reward.
She got that little ad, too.
So it's time to go back to camp and do some work, which they did. Mm-hmm. This gave them a lot of opportunity to talk about how Keith is strong. He's been very underestimated. And, of course, Abby's like, I'm a villain.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I love watching people scramble and freak out and squirm.
Why not?
Typical Abby.
Because it's not Abby. Nice, girlfriend.
She loves it. It's totally her.
Tasha's the first one to kind of throw out there, hey, I think Keith should be the next one to go. And Kimmy's saying, you know, if he keeps winning challenges, it's going to be a problem. And then Jeremy on the flip side is like, you know, if the girls are saying, let's get out Keith. It's an option. But at the same time, with that Girls Alliance kind of lingering there, it's kind of...
He's scared.
A little skeptical of the idea.
Exactly. Tasha's saying people better get on board or this ship's about to leave.
Yeah, that box is sailing. And Tasha did bring up a good point that, you know, she understands that people want to get to the finals, but you want to go with people you can trust. Mm-hmm. And Tasha, I feel, has proven her loyalty to Jeremy to the point where Jeremy can trust Tasha.
Right.
So,
and to the point where she's saying, like, I cannot take Abby because I literally can't trust anything she says.
Right.
Like, she'll change in a heartbeat, like, no matter what.
Yeah. And Abby even knows that.
She admits to it.
She's like, I like to be unreliable.
Yeah. She goes, you know, if you say the wrong thing or you say the wrong joke, no matter what, she will flip.
Yeah. You have to be careful with everything you say to Abby.
Yeah.
And I've come too far to let someone like Abby Maria Gomez.
Abby Maria Gomez. Oh, and Jeremy's like, that's why, is Abby a Scorpio? I have two Scorpios in my house and that's why I drink.
It's so funny.
But hey, don't hit on Scorpios.
James, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer. Going into the immunity challenge, this is a second chance story for the puzzle, not necessarily any of the players.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Finally getting a chance to be run in a challenge, so yay puzzle.
Wait, I don't get it. So wait, there were three puzzles and they've only used two of them?
Yeah, they didn't use this one.
In this challenge? But they haven't only done this challenge once.
The challenge was done before, but the puzzle wasn't used. So this is the first time the challenge is making its debut. The puzzle is making its debut.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that. We got that settled.
This challenge looked brutal. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
When you're running across like obstacles in water, you know, it's bound to get slippery and you are just going to.
They all got beat
Tasha
up.
Literally did a belly flop.
Literally. And even Spencer, when he hit his chin.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah. I'm surprised no one lost a tooth or broke a
bone. Oh, stop. Oh my God. Oh, that's like the worst to me.
So, lo and behold, Spencer wins individual immunity. Yay! Mm-hmm. So excited for him. He solved the problem in less than 15 seconds. So he's a 1-6 shot guaranteed to like be in the finals and win $1 million.
He's so smart, Spencer.
But Tasha was struggling big time.
Yeah, I mean, they were all struggling. Like, I've never seen them drag so much,
you're right. Like, I've never seen them drag that much. Like you could tell they had
it seemed like they were pulling each other up and stuff.
But Tasha, she didn't even leave the buoy. Like, she literally held onto it because she knew that she couldn't swim. Like, she didn't even try.
I really thought Tasha was going to pull a Joe this episode. I thought she was going to, like, Fame. Almost die in the challenge and then be voted out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, cause that made me nervous, too, because they started throwing her name around right after that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really liked when... Well, I didn't like when Tasha was drowning, but the dramatic zoom in on Abby and Kimmy.
Dramatic zoom in.
So and Abby's strange. Always okay. The medical guys are going to help her. Don't it's worry about right. it.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Keith's voice is up.
Yeah.
And Keith is like, Tasha almost drowned.
She almost drowned.
Oh, gosh, Keith.
He goes, this is a safe vote. Now he thinks they're all safe. It's easy. Bam, done. And nope. We change again.
Back on Orkin Beach, Tasha says, I still need to make sure that Spencer is good with Kimmy, Jeremy, and myself. Because Spencer's, like, kind of in the middle playing both sides. Which, you know, kind of works for a while. And then eventually you're going to have to draw that line and be like, this is the side that I'm going
That's
with.
Why we see Wentworth at the end so confused. Like, who was that? Like, he told them that he's voting with them and then completely flipped.
Mm-hmm. Spencer, Wentworth, what? Keith, and Abby are all discussing Tasha as the vote. They have four people. We're solid that way. Abby's like, as long as I'm still here at the end of the day, I'm okay. I just need to get to the end because my resume has gone up a little bit, you know? And I'm thinking, Abby,
that's so annoying.
Keeping up with the delusion.
Yeah. But it's still, I'm still confused as to why she voted for Keith then, because they were talking about voting for Tasha, the four of them. Because
she's delusional again.
She's delusional, but also because the first conversation in the episode about who to vote was for Keith.
The first conversation.
But then it shifted to Tasha, so that's a good question. Why did she end up
voting? Maybe it was really the wrong way.
She's not in the loop, obviously. Yeah. So she doesn't think she thinks she's like, you know, part of the strong core group, but she's not.
Maybe they just edited it that way and they talked after.
She's delusional. The fact that she thinks she has a resume and the Game of Survivor is almost laughable. Like, I was sipping water while she said that, and I went,
And the way she says it, she's like, I'm just thinking who I'm going to take to the end with me.
Yeah.
What?
Like, so sure.
No.
Like, sweetheart, you would not win Survivor.
Right? Written all over you.
And she's like, oh, everybody thinks that I'm a goat, but, like, she does not think she's a goat. So it's kind of funny. Like, okay.
Unaware.
Well, let's talk about the goat conversation because, you know, Tasha, Jeremy, and Spencer were talking and they did drop the word goat quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Tasha's like, we cannot let Abby, Wentworth, and Keith make it to the end. It would be an abomination. We can't let a goat get to the end. It would just be a disservice to all the fans that voted us back in this entire season.
Which is true.
But I don't think Wentworth is a goat by any means.
Right.
So she kind of grouped Wentworth in that group, I was like...
Well, you kind of said...
She grouped Wentworth in there?
She said Abby, Wentworth, and Keith. And I was like,
kind of said that viewers were not happy that Wentworth got picked back in. Some viewers weren't happy that
Some people initially were like, we don't know who Wentworth is. She didn't deserve a second chance. She took the place of, you know, other...
That's the only reason why I thought that maybe she threw her in there because, you know, everybody else was like, really wanted... Well, not everybody else, but most of the people, like, everyone really wanted them to get back in, blah, blah, blah. And, like, Kelly wasn't one of those people.
Or she's not as recognizable as a character. Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like that's kind of what Tasha meant by, like, she's a goat. Because I don't think that she is actually a goat.
No.
No.
Everyone in the live chat, what do you think... Is Wentworth a goat? And if she isn't, who is the biggest goat left in the game? Now that Abby is out of the picture. Because Abby obviously was the biggest goat. But now that Abby's gone, who do you think is the biggest? I think Keith is the biggest goat.
I think so.
I don't know. I'd have to say Kimmy.
I feel like Kimmy. Okay, everyone else thinks that like you like love Kimmy.
I love Kimmy.
I like Kimmy as a person. I don't think that she's going to make it.
I don't.
To the end. I feel like they're kind of taking her along for the ride.
I just don't. Yeah, I don't see what she would say as like her... You know, like, why should she be here? You know, is she a physical threat? Is she a social threat? Is she, you know, what is she really...
Well, I think, okay, let's look at it this way.
Kimmy's never been on the bottom, though, has she?
No, but she has had people vote for her. She has had votes in her name.
But she's never been on the bottom.
But no, she's not, like, a big target.
Which makes her a goat.
That's what I feel like. That's what
I'm saying, you know? No one cares about her.
Kimmy's never, ever, ever grouped as a goat, though.
I wouldn't say Kimmy's a goat. And the only reason why is because I think under the radar is being confused with goat. Because at the beginning of the game, Kimmy did say, I'm coming into this, I'm learning to keep my mouth shut, and I'm going to form a strong alliance that will help me get far in this game. She did that. She wedged herself between Jeremy and Steven, which are two really strong players at the game. You know, Steven's more logical, Jeremy's like this big brawny guy.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think Kimmy did a good job at positioning herself in an alliance that she knew could be loyal.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then by going against Monica, she then solidified that loyalty even more where these two guys had her back and were like, we're going to look out for Kimmy. So she's done a good job at having two bookends.
I could see that.
And then moving forward, she's been really good at evolving and keeping her mouth shut and not being what she was on Survivor Australian Outback. So she has, again, seized that second chance, changing up her gameplay a little bit. last episode, she was trying to form this girls' alliance. So I think that she's not as much of a goat as Keith is.
Sure.
Keith has not changed his gameplay by any means from what he did in San Juan del Sur. He's not in any major voting block. He's just voting kind of wherever he wants to vote.
Yeah.
So I think if we're going by goat status, Keith is the biggest goat, and then Kim.
I can definitely see where you're coming from. I think that's a really good point, and I'm glad we had that conversation because I was, like, a little confused.
I don't know. I still don't agree. I think Kim is a bigger goat, in my opinion, just in my opinion, just because I think Keith does have, like, the physical aspect of it, and I just really haven't seen that much from Kimmy.
I mean, I do understand what you're saying, but... Mm-hmm. He has a physical aspect, but I think that what you said about going under the radar and being a goat is a completely different thing.
Yeah, and I think Kimmy has gone under the
radar. She's gone more under the
radar. And I also don't think that editors are showing much of her. Mm-hmm. So that's also probably another reason why people are having this idea that she's a goat. Because I really don't think Kimmy is as much of a goat as Keith is.
Well, we obviously saw that, you know, when they're talking about the goats, they don't mention Kimmy's name.
Right.
So, like, they don't think she's a goat.
Well, Kimmy's voted in the majority.
Every time.
Some tribal councils where Keith hasn't. Right. And I feel like if you're not in the loop or have any sort of idea of, like, who the target is, like, far removed from the game that you are that much of a goat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can see why people think Kimmy's a goat, and I get the argument, but I just think Keith is a bigger goat.
Right. For sure.
Dayjuck87 says, Kimmy is just a player, just a vote, not a player. Mm-hmm. Cindy Wigglesworth says, Kimmy is first, then Keith. Liza Muniz says, Keith is the biggest goat. So, I think it's, you know, it's kind the of a, K's are the goats, Kimmy and Keith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To each their own.
Not Kelly, though.
Not Kelly Wentworth. No, not Kelly.
See, like, to me, I think flying under the radar is more like what Spencer's been doing. Like, I think that's more flying. You're actually making moves, you're doing stuff, but you're not being, you know, talked about or targeted. And I don't know. I just haven't seen as much action from her, so.
And Liza Muniz says, Kimmy at least could make some sort of case for herself where Keith's final speech would probably not make any sense.
Yeah.
And Champ 400 CV does bring up a good point that Keith is just there for the experience, has no interest in playing this game, strategizing, or building a good resume.
No, he literally has not strategized at all.
No.
Whereas, like, you see Kimmy has made attempts to.
Right.
Which is why I don't think she's, like, a...
Right. Mm-hmm. Keith has literally not strategized once.
But I said, also, in my opinion, I feel like, and again, I guess I said this before, I would hope that in the Survivor game of life, that the person at the end wouldn't be someone that's, like, always, like, you know, being a villain and doing this and that. Like, you know, Keith has a sense of likability to him, which could be part of his, not a social game, because you don't have a game, but his social, benefit factor that he has. And Kimmy, I feel like, hasn't... I mean, she's there for people, and she's caring. She kind of plays that motherly role, but I don't know. I just don't know what it is. I just don't see her as... Yeah.
And, as I mean, if Cass is saying that she would vote for someone like Kimmy in the end, I don't think Kimmy's a goat.
Right.
Because I did read Cass's, like, final interview, like, after they get voted out, that goes up on CBS, and it's, like, 11 things they wanted you to know about their game. Cass did mention that she was rooting for Kimmy.
Oh.
So, I feel like someone like Cass, who loves the game and understands the game for some parts of it, she wouldn't vote for a goat.
Right. Exactly. No way.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
But they were just discussing how Keith is sort of a threat now, you know, right? Were they not just talking about how, Keith's kind of a threat, Keith's getting voted for.
They said he's a golden boy now.
I mean, just...
But that socially, it's literally just challenges.
I mean, the survivors are worried about him, so...
But it's like, well, they were worried about Abby Maria, who was also a big goat because she had no game. People wanted to bring her because they knew she was going to lose. Keith is a player. If he wins immunity challenges and gets to the end, that takes the spot out of someone else who is actually playing the game.
Right.
Which is the same mentality with Abby Maria, is if Abby Maria keeps skating by because people want her as a vote, that's going to knock someone like Jeremy, Keith, or Wentworth out of the running to be in the top three who fought hard to get to that spot.
Mm.
So I think it's just interesting. So many arguments. It's so great. I love it.
It's so great.
I love the show.
So Tasha's, of course, you know, really gotten home about Abby going home.
Thank God.
Spencer's a little conflicted. You know, he's had control of his fate so far this entire game. He says, I don't want to give up. I can either take out one of the weak players who people want to drag to the end, or I can go with Abby, Wentworth, and Keith to take out the bigger one. So it'll be interesting to see. Well, it was going to be interesting to see which way Spencer went at Tribal Council.
Mm-hmm.
At Tribal Council, I never keep track of what Jeff asks. I'm just kind of like, meh, meh, you know, whatever.
Come on, Jeff. Let's keep going.
Just some quotes that stuck out to me. Spencer, you know, kind of going back to the reward and, like, connecting with that, he goes, it's the kind of reward that makes you feel so connected to the country you're playing Survivor in. It's a great experience, but I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about what I was missing and what was going back on at camp. They touched on Tasha and her physical and mental fatigue, where she just could not hold her own in the immunity challenge.
Aww,
and then Spencer made a point, too, that I think is pretty accurate. He said, any event in this game is a chance for opportunity, good or bad.
Good or bad, right.
Which we saw with Joe.
Right.
That's a bad event, but it was a good opportunity for other people's life.
Right. Exactly.
Kimmy mentioning that idol talk always comes into play. Do we have enough numbers and backup plan if an idol is in play? So this is kind of when the we debate becomes like the theme of Tribal Council.
Oh my god.
So Probst asks,
are you in the right we? Are you in the right we?
Yeah. Are you in the we?
Are you in the we?
I am
which
in a we.
But which we are you in?
So good. I'm like, why don't you just say alliance?
Right.
Just say alliance.
The we.
But I feel like now we is going to be like the new term for Survivor. Like,
right.
Are you in the suite with me?
Are you in the way?
I'm weed with so-and-so. So Jeremy talks about how he was in camp today and saw about 5 voting blocks going on. Everyone is a part of a we now, which is so true. Which I think has been one of the criticisms I've seen online, is that it's been hard to keep tabs on where the loyalties really lie.
Literally no clue.
It's kind of like a gray area sometimes, where on previous seasons you know, like, these people are 100% working together. They're not swaying until they need to.
The only people I know for sure 100% that are together are Tasha and Jeremy.
And I feel like a lot of that has to do with because the way they did the tribes this year, or this season, you know, how they had, like, what was it, 3 tribes at first, and then they just, like, merged so quickly and split up and this and that, so I just feel like that just threw everything, like, kind of in a craze.
That's true.
Got a little confusing along the way, but I understand it because it... Something like this type of theme where we're voting people in, they have time to talk on cell phones and texting and social media. So switching up the game so much, I guess, works for
exciting.
The storyline because it doesn't have, like, pre-existing alliances that the viewers might not understand. So,
but,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, of course, Keith flat out says, I feel pretty confident that my we will reign supreme tonight. Let's do it. Let's vote. And Spencer's like, I admire his confidence because I'm still very nervous.
Oh, my God.
If it doesn't go my we's way, it's not good for tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
And then Jeremy made a comment that was like, yeah, but the question is, which we?
Right, yeah.
Which we is the right we.
So what did you guys think? Who did you think was going home? Like, I for sure thought Tasha was going to
get it. Tasha too. I mean, I really thought, because Spencer seemed pretty set on, maybe it's just the editing, but seemed set on taking, Keith and Abby to the end.
And just everything he said. I mean, I don't remember, his exact quotes right now, but, in Tribal Council, I don't know, stuff that he said, I was like, he's voting, he's going with, you know, Keith and Kelly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I respect him for, you know, sticking with Jeremy and Tasha.
I'm happy that he did. And I think it would have just been so stupid if he... voted the other way, because he was literally just saying, like, I can't believe that we voted Joe out. You know, I really think, you know, I'm so terrified now. I think we should have voted Abby. Like, you have a chance now. Get Abby out and let's be done with it.
That wouldn't, it wouldn't have worked towards him, like, for him in the, like, final tribal.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Why didn't he just get Keith and Kelly on board, though, and say, hey, this is what they want to do? Because then they would have been scared that they didn't have a fourth, like...
It's probably just easier to keep it smaller because then next week.
But then
it's
they
like...
don't trust you. But then they don't trust you. You know what I'm saying? Like now they're like, Kelly, what were they at tribal? Like literally kept going like, who did me wrong here? You know, like because
I think
she
just made
this
final decision at that point,
right? So it's like, I don't know.
A lot of people, a lot of people in the chat are saying Spencer made the wrong decision. What do you think?
Why did he make the wrong decision though?
I don't know either, because he was in a majority. He's staying loyal to the people that he's been remaining loyal to for a few rounds.
I don't think he made the wrong decision at all. I just don't understand why he wouldn't just, like, go to Keith and Kelly and be like, this is what's going on, so they didn't not trust him anymore.
Yeah.
Because they would have voted for Abby. Like, what do they care? But I guess maybe because then they know for sure that they're not in the majority anymore.
Right.
Well, they
probably just
really
wants to keep it to, like, a strong 4, you know, as opposed to, like, opening it up to, like, oh,
that's true.
You know,
that's
now
true.
We're all one big tribe again.
Yeah.
And we've seen the voting block changes, like, literally every round. So now that Abby Maria is out, maybe Spencer's going to be like, all right, Wentworth and Keith, I'm ready to play ball.
Right.
Because
Abby
true.
Was an erratic player that could have ruined all of our games.
Everything.
I thought I was doing us a good service by getting her out. Who knows? Maybe Spencer will go back.
Right.
It's again, this voting block has been such a gray area. So many things change. So
I just feel like he knows he needs to be with... He's on the majority now. Like, Keith and Kelly obviously are more on the bottom. Like, now I feel like he knows that he needs to stick with Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the best.
So why would he go back?
For his final stand.
Right.
Yeah. His final argument.
So let's talk about our fantasy draft now that Abby Maria is no longer in the picture. Oh. I lost another member of my team, but I'm okay with that.
Oh, you're still, James, you're still doing real good.
Thank you. Oh,
James, gosh. You're doing real good.
Yeah,
thank
right?
you.
Thank you.
Susanna, yeah. What do you think of Keith? Where do you think he's going to stand moving forward?
I can't believe that he's the last person that I have on my team. Like, what the heck? I wasn't expecting that at all. But I don't know. I kind of have a small feeling they might actually take him to the end. I don't know if I'm biased towards him because he's on my team, but I've always really liked him a lot. And I don't know. I think he's starting to pick up some airtime, get a little bit more respect from all the other tribal members. And I think if he did go to final tribal, I don't know. I feel like the other people on the tribe might, I don't know, I guess respect his game so far since he's been likable and since he's, you know, hasn't done anything to hurt anyone in any way, you know? He hasn't gotten on anyone's bad side, so that's the only thing that would work for him, I guess.
Okay. Paige, what do you think with Jeremy and Tasha? How do you feel about them going into the finale?
I'm very confident with Jeremy. I know he's going to be in the final.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I think. I think that next week, Keith and Tasha are out. They're done. But wait, that makes me second guess because Jeremy and Tasha are so close, and I just forgot that for a second. But I feel like somehow Keith and Tasha are going to be gone. And then, you know, like Probst was saying, like, this is the first time in Survivor history ever, like in 31 seasons that we're doing this. I feel like we talked about, maybe there will be four in the end.
Which would be so crazy.
Which would be Spencer, Kelly, Kimmy, and Jeremy. Because Kelly and Jeremy both have idols. They're not going.
Right. Well, they'll be fine, yeah, up until the final five. Which is why I think it'll be a final three.
But
it's going to be a final three.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's six people.
It'll be a final three.
And who do you think that's going to be?
Well, I definitely think at least one of my players will be in the final three.
Of course they will.
I definitely think Keith's
out.
Going to go bye. Mm-hmm. I think Jeremy and Tasha will do well. I think Keith and Kimmy are probably in the worst positions. I think Keith will go next just because he hasn't been a part of a voting block and they've already talked about him being a challenge threat. So Keith I can see going next, followed by Kimmy. And the reason why I say Kimmy is because she's going to get idled out. Jeremy and Kelly Wentworth are going to play their idols, and then that's going to make Kimmy be the fifth place goddess of this season.
Yeah.
So that'll be the final four, which will be an awesome and strong final four.
Which will be Spencer Wentworth, Tasha, and Jeremy.
Yes. And then I think because of the alliance that we saw originate like two or three episodes ago.
Kelly's going to go.
It'll be Wentworth that goes home.
Right. Because Tasha and Jeremy are so close, they're going to stay together and then...
Spencer, Jeremy, Tasha.
I mean, I would love for the final three to be Wentworth, Spencer, and Jeremy.
Right.
Because I've loved watching the three of them play this game.
I think you're right. I think I take back what I said about Tasha.
But I think it'll be the final three of Spencer, Jeremy, and Tasha.
And then who's going to win?
I have no idea. It's literally so confusing because people are like, based on the edit, I think so-and-so's
going to win. I don't think Tasha's going to win.
I don't think Tasha will win.
It's going to be between Spencer and Jeremy.
Keith is not going to win.
Yeah.
Kimmy's not going
to
win.
I think they're going to give it to Jeremy.
I hope Kelly makes it to the end, though. I don't know. I hope somehow she uses her idol in a smart way where she can slide by one time. And
Wentworth?
Yeah.
Well, I think she'll be forced to play it at the final five. And it'll be really funny because it's like two people play their idols in the last round they can, and then someone's just going to completely go home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
how do they get them home if they both play the idol?
Or what if Jeremy or Kelly win the final five immunity and then play their hidden idol on like an alliance member?
Ooh.
What if they both play their idol though, and then how do you send one of them home?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm confused. You said, like, they're both going to play the idol, and then one of them's going to go home.
No, someone else will go home.
I was like, wait, they play the idol. Okay.
Like, yeah.
Right. Maybe that's what Jeff's
like, it could make Spencer go home, you're saying.
You what?
Like, it could make, like, Spencer go home.
Right.
Right.
Have they ever played two idols in a council? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Parvati did it. She played one for Jeremy, and I think the other one was for Sandra in Heroes versus Villains. Oof.
She literally has a survivor brain. It goes all the way back.
But that's going to be so epic to see, you know, two idols still in play.
I cannot wait for next week.
So if you guys had to make a bet on who was winning, based on now, up to this point, who's going to be?
Jeremy.
Spencer.
I'm going to say Spencer as well. I hope so.
But Jeremy has a baby on the way. Remember?
But here, here's my thing. Yes, Jeremy, he's played a great game. But by no means has it been something that I'm, like, thoroughly impressed with. Mm-hmm. I've been really impressed with Spencer's journey throughout the second chance theme. Mm-hmm. It's been great. I've loved watching him. He's grown a lot. He's evolved a lot, mm-hmm. not only in the game, but in real life as well, mm-hmm. which I think is great for him.
But, like, who says the jury will, like, not, like...
But I think the only reason why Jeremy's going to win is because it's a popularity contest at that point. I just think that people like Jeremy so much, and because really? He's going to be like, I, you know, my wife is pregnant, it's going to be more of a sympathy vote.
I don't know about that.
He for sure has Savage, and he for sure has Fishback's vote.
Right.
Because those two boys were, like, loyal to Jeremy.
Jeremy played his freaking thing on him.
Like, when it comes down to Survivor, I feel like respect and sympathy, you know, I feel like they're going to go for respect, you know what I mean? Like, who they think, like, really respects the game, really played it.
Which I think over, Spencer, like, has. Just, like,
Spencer does exactly, more
than
Jeremy.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to, they would vote Spencer over Jeremy. But in the end, it's Jeremy. Like a game. Jeremy wouldn't, like, even be my number two. Kelly would be my number two.
No, Jeremy would, oh my gosh, no.
Yeah, I'm Spencer and then Kelly.
Huh. Based on their personalities or just based on their game? Because I don't, honestly, if I'm in the jury and I have three people up here, I'm voting for the person that I think, like, I don't even really care about the game as much at that point. Mm-hmm. I'm voting for the person that, like, needs it the most, like, is, like...
That's how you would vote?
More of a genuine person, like... Huh. I don't know. I wouldn't
Paige.
Care.
Paige. Paige!
I just feel like at that point, like, you're kind of seeing, okay, this is $1 million. It is, like... I get that you're doing the whole game and everything, but, like, I would want a person that is genuinely, like, I genuinely like them and... want to see them succeed.
In the live chat, Pink Dolphin says Jeremy is overrated. James Bryan, yeah, Pink is right. Joseph Boza says, I agree with James. Jeremy could win just by sympathy win. Crystal says, Spencer did this with no help from any idols. James Bryan with hashtag overrated Jeremy.
Okay, I could see Spencer winning. I just want...
Here's the way I see it. Jeremy has done a great job at, like, having, like... those defenses of, like, hiding behind Joe as a shield. But mm-hmm. if you really look at it, everyone or anyone could have hid behind Joe as a
Jeremy's
shield.
Jeremy's
because Joe has been a target
exactly.
so
just
much.
Just because you said it doesn't mean that was right. your play.
He's never
I
won.
Mean, Joe's doing great. So how
he's
much
never
of that
won a challenge.
Work,
yeah.
You know?
And if you look, okay, so if you outplayed someone, I think you put your all in the challenges. And Spencer did that. He's already won two individual immunity challenges, mm-hmm. which, okay, Spencer outplayed. Check. He outwitted
two.
Because he's been balancing two alliances. He's been trying to go with certain voting blocks that put him further in this
you guys,
game.
I could see Spencer
so he
winning.
He outwitted because he's always, like, thinking about the game, and he outlasted by making it to the finale. So I just think I've been more impressed by Spencer's game and his journey than I have with Spencer, because all I hear
than
from
you
Spencer,
have with Jeremy.
Jeremy. I agree.
Oh yeah, all I hear with Spencer is my wife is pregnant and Jeremy. You know she's back at home and she. Oh, did I say Spencer?
He's Spencer again.
Jeremy's back at home. I mean, my wife is back at home.
What are you saying? You're literally Keith.
Okay,
you are Keith
saying.
Right now. Wait, you are Keith right now when he tried to explain why he took them on reward.
No,
like, that
Jeremy,
is what you're doing.
Jeremy, all he said this season is, I'm hiding behind Joe because he's the biggest guy.
Val is pregnant.
Yeah, and Val is pregnant. I'm like, great.
Robot.
But where is there more depth to your game? Really.
James,
I just
you
don't
make very good
it.
Points.
I just don't get it. I just know. Don't. I like him.
Yeah.
I will not
I
be
like
mad if
person.
He wins. I will
I like
not
him
be.
As a person. To be fair, but. he hasn't thrown out the whole Val's pregnant thing to everyone yet, right? I don't think
no.
anyone knows
no,
that yet.
No,
so to be
not.
Fair, he hasn't thrown that out. I think he's
you know
going to pull
times?
That out at the final tribal.
He will.
You know, sure.
Oh, he will.
And I'll
you
be
know,
annoyed.
No, he said that's his game plan.
Oh, it's so
I think,
funny.
Okay, honestly, he
so
says
funny.
It once, and the producers are probably like, give us more, tell us more about Val,
tell
like,
us
every
more
time,
right, yeah.
you know? Like, it's probably not all him.
Dan Bro goes, James is very passionate this evening. No, it's just been a long
this evening.
Day. It's been a long
okay, James,
day.
I think that you're right in that Spencer could win, like, will win.
I'm just rooting for Spencer, point blank.
I know that
period.
Jeremy is, okay, we know that Jeremy and Spencer are going to be in the end. Mm-hmm. That's what we come to a consensus on.
Okay, and the other people are saying about Jeremy is Jeremy, like, had a voting block, and he was the originator of the Bion Alliance, which is great. Loved it. He's been loyal to them. He's helped carry most of them here. But everyone else is throwing out names. Jeremy is not like, let's do this.
Right.
He's mm-hmm. like, which way are we voting?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not like, he's not the one that's thinking
Spencer's
about the game.
Spencer's more on top, mm-hmm. yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, for me, ideally, I would love to see Spencer, Kelly, and Keith in the final three. Mm-hmm. I think it would be mm-hmm. cool to see Spencer
Keith's
sort of
not going
flip,
to the final three.
Sort of flip and go with the whole Kelly, and I don't know. I would just love to see them.
Keith can't go to the final three.
I don't know.
This I would
is,
love it.
My mind is going
I can't
insane.
Wait for next week. I can't
yes.
wait.
Well, I'm really excited to announce that I am going to be attending the live finale next week.
What?
thanks to Monica. So I'll be going as one of her guests. And I will get to see all of this go down live and be there. God. I've gone to a few finales, and I have to say the excitement in the studio is unreal. Palpable. It's an adrenaline rush.
Will Spencer and Jeremy and them be there?
Everyone will be there. Yeah.
For the live reunion. Who wins, but nobody else. Well, they all win. All know because they're on the jury.
The jury will probably know who voted for who, but I don't think the winners. No one knows who won for sure. But I will be at the I'll be at the finale. And I will definitely take a pic or two if I can. And we'll be back to talk about my experience.
Yay!
So
what time will we be? Will we still be on at 10? Or at... We go on at 9. Will we still be on at 9?
We'll have to figure that out.
Maybe a little later. Maybe a little 9
on what you're doing. Hours.
We might be there at 9:30. I mean, because you got to get time to come over here, you know?
Yeah.
We'll keep you guys posted.
We'll keep you guys posted. Follow, obviously, AfterBuzzTV.com to keep up to date with what our time for After Show will be next Wednesday night after the finale. Follow us on social media to also get that update. Paige, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on social media at Paige Bonanno.
You can find me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim.
And you can find me on Twitter at James Wallington and on Instagram at James.Wallington. And we'll see you guys all next week. The finale.
Can't wait.
Bye, guys.
See you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.